Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archeries Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, 30 Real Signs from the Afterlife, Recognizing and Understanding Messages from Lost Loved Ones by Melissa Saintation. Hilaire is a contemporary spirituality and grief support guide focused on afterlife communication, written from the perspective of a practicing psychic medium. It aims to help readers notice, interpret, and thoughtfully evaluate experiences they may perceive as messages from deceased loved ones, including pets. The book's approach is practical and structured. At first, outlines ways to prepare for contact by working with intention, awareness, and sensitivity to energy. And then it turns to a catalog of signs that people commonly report, ranging from subtle sensory impressions to unusual environmental or synchronicity-based events. A notable feature is its emphasis on reflection and documentation, encouraging readers to record what happened, the context, and what meaning it carried. Throughout, the book positions signs as potentially comforting and supportive, while also advising readers to stay grounded, consider ordinary explanations, and avoid forcing interpretation. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, preparing for contact through intention and emotional clarity. The central theme in the book is that perceived afterlife communication is easier to recognize when a person approaches it with clear intention rather than desperation or fear. Hilaire emphasizes setting a purposeful mindset before attempting any form of connection, which includes deciding what you are actually asking for, why you are asking, and how you will respond if you believe you receive an answer. This preparation is also about emotional clarity, because grief can heighten sensitivity, but also amplify anxiety and pattern seeking. The book encourages readers to create a calm internal baseline so that any unusual experience can be evaluated with less reactivity. In practical terms, this often means choosing a quiet moment, grounding yourself, and mentally inviting a specific loved one or a supportive presence.
What?
While remaining respectful and open-ended about how a response might appear. The point is not to guarantee dramatic phenomena, but to reduce noise and increase discernment. By framing intention as a tool for focus, the book positions contact as a personal practice that benefits from consistency, patience, and a balanced emotional state. Secondly, understanding spirit energy as subtle communication. The book repeatedly returns to an energy-based view of experience. Communication from the spirit world is presented as subtle, often registering through shifts in sensation, attention, or atmosphere, rather than overt supernatural events. Saint Hilaire discusses learning to sense and interpret these impressions, which may include changes in mood, bodily sensations, or feeling of presence. This framing helps readers reclassify what they may have dismissed as random or internal, while still leaving room for uncertainty. The value of the energy lens is that it offers a vocabulary for experiences that are hard to measure, such as sudden calm, a strong intuitive nudge, or an inexplicable sense of closeness. At the same time, the book encourages readers to avoid turning every sensation into proof. Instead, it recommends noticing patterns, context, and personal relevance. For readers, this topic functions as a bridge between the emotional reality of missing someone and the practical act of paying attention, whether or not one accepts the metaphysical premise. The practice of mindful observation and meaning-making is central to how the book guides people to engage with their experiences. Thirdly, recognizing common signs and how they may appear in everyday life. The second major portion of the book is devoted to identifying a range of signs that people often associate with contact from lost loved ones. Rather than focusing only on dramatic paranormal accounts, it highlights that many signs may be ordinary in form, but striking in timing, repetition, or emotional resonance. Examples referenced in public descriptions include sensory and intuitive experiences, such as phantom flavors, psychic style impressions or visions, and noticeable temperature changes. The wider idea is that signs can show up through the body, the environment, and meaningful coincidences, and that their impact often lies in how personally specific they feel to the recipient. Saint Hilaire presents these possibilities as a spectrum from subtle to unmistakable, while encouraging readers to consider what a loved one might use based on shared memories or symbols. This section is designed to expand awareness without insisting that any single event must be interpreted spiritually. For readers in grief, the catalog format can be reassuring because it normalizes experiences many people hesitate to share, and it provides a framework for describing what happened with more precision. Fourthly, strengthening connection with simple rituals and conduits. Another practical theme is the use of gentle, symbolic practices to help readers feel more connected and focused. Public listings for the book note conduits such as candles or crystal balls as optional tools, not as requirements. In this context, the conduit functions less as a magical guarantee and more as a consistent signal to the mind and emotions that you are entering a reflective, receptive state. Saintini. Hilaire frames connection as something that can be maintained and revisited, which implies building a routine returning to the same quiet space, using a repeated cue like lighting a candle, and paying attention to what arises. For some readers, these rituals also provide a respectful container for grief, making communication attempts feel less impulsive and more intentional. Importantly, the book positions these practices as supportive, rather than extreme, aiming to keep the process accessible to beginners. The underlying message is that tools can help structure attention and create continuity, which in turn can make it easier to notice subtle impressions and to separate a calm, intentional experience from a reactive search for signs. Lastly, discernment, critical thinking, and recording what you receive. A distinguishing feature of the book's guidance is its explicit emphasis on discernment. Hilaire advises readers to stay skeptical without becoming cynical, and to rule out ordinary explanations before labeling an event as a message. This stance helps protect readers from spiraling into overinterpretation, especially during intense grief when the desire for contact is strongest. The book also encourages careful documentation. It includes fill-in style pages or prompts that invite readers to capture what happened, the setting, their emotional state, and the meaning they drew from it. Keeping records can serve multiple purposes. It slows down snap conclusions, makes patterns easier to evaluate over time, and supports reflection rather than fixation. It also turns the process into a personal study, where experiences can be compared and reconsidered later with more distance. In a category where claims can become absolute or sensational, the combination of openness and critical thinking helps the reader maintain agency. Even for those who remain unsure about afterlife communication, the practice of journaling and evaluating meaning can offer structure and comfort. In conclusion, this book is best suited to readers who are grieving and want a compassionate, practical framework for staying connected to a loved one, as well as those curious about mediumship and spiritual communication who prefer an accessible, step-by-step approach. Its benefits are both emotional and practical. It can validate experiences people often keep private, provide language for describing subtle impressions, and encourage a calm routine that supports reflection. The focus on recording signs adds a tangible practice that can help readers process grief over time, while the repeated reminders to apply critical thinking reduce the risk of turning every coincidence into a definitive message. Compared with many afterlife and signs books that lean heavily on dramatic anecdotes or unquestioned certainty, Saintini, Hilaire's positioning stands out as more method-oriented and grounded in self-observation. The inclusion of simple rituals and optional tools keeps the approach gentle rather than demanding. And the organization into contact preparation followed by sign recognition makes it easy to use as a reference. Readers looking for strict scientific proof may not find that emphasis here, but those seeking comfort, structure, and discernment will likely find it a helpful companion. If you would like to support Melissa St. Hilaire, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.